Hey, good morning, everybody. It's Aaron Ramsey. Hope you're doing wonderful. Well, happy March. Today's March 1st. Hope it's going to be a great month for you all. Well, hey, the thing that has been on my heart lately is an idea of being kind to yourself. Another way to put that would be to have grace for yourself. You know, I think I personally have been reading some books that are post-pandemic. And, you know, sometimes it gets old to talk about the pandemic, but I do think that the things that have occurred in our world the last 3 years has been different. And as we come out of that, from the pandemic to, you know, economic challenges to remote work and then coming back, and I mean, everything that's happened has kind of had a toll on a lot of us. And so we come out of this this time and we find ourselves maybe dealing with things that we didn't deal with before. There's a lot of mental health challenges, for example. I think the rate of mental health is going up. I mean, people just they're just feeling down for some reason, and including me. I mean, I have days where I don't know what it is. Like, you feel like you've just been hit with something, and you're like, why do I feel this way? And I don't know the answers. But I do know this, that when I sit back and I give myself grace, or I am kind to myself with and I'm not too hard on myself by maybe the way that I'm feeling or the moment that I'm in, but I give myself grace, like, Aaron, it's okay to have a moment here where you're a little down, but then snap back out of it. And so I think that's maybe the word for today is be kind to yourself and give yourself a little grace. Now, I think where this could really be important right now is when you contemplate who you are, how you were created, because we're all created with great gifts, and we're all created differently, and so we all bring something to the table that is specific to who we are, and it's the person that you've been your entire life. You know, those things that get you going. You know, this is who I am. For me, it could be that, man, I just always want to have a sensitive heart. I always want to be sensitive to the things that are going on around me, to the need, to people. That to me is something I've always felt like was in me. But I do feel like sometimes I lose that because of the busyness and the chaos. I kind of lose that, and so that's where being kind to myself and having grace, but also recognizing that that's who I am and that's who I want to be, and I'm going to continue with that. So the point is, if you found yourself losing a bit of who you are the last 3 years, and it could even be longer than that, bring that back. Bring back that spark of what gets you excited, what gets you motivated, what gives you joy, peace, happiness, fills your heart up, and bring that back. And as you start to do that, if you're surrounded with others that maybe challenge you not to do that, just push through that. Have grace for yourself. Be kind to yourself. Work through that and bring back who you are. I hope it's a blessing to you today. I've been thinking about this one for quite a while, because I think it's so timely for where we are. So have a great day. Live a life of love. We'll talk to you soon.